Does your child need glasses? Could he or she be spending too much time indoors looking at a screen? Eye health experts are reminding parents to make sure their kids get plenty of time outdoors as the incidence of short-sightedness is on the rise. Research has shown rates of myopia are higher in countries where children spend more time inside. An Australian doctor says while experts used to think short-sightedness was genetic, they now know better. The best way to beat it is to spend more time outside looking at things at a distance. A new report on why man's best friends actually love people so much.
New study now revealing our deep canine connection comes from oxytocin, the love hormone produced in the brain that helps mothers and babies bond. As dogs evolved from their wolf ancestors, their brains developed and they began to bond with humans. When dogs in the study were given a boost of oxytocin, they were more in sync with their owners.
And that's ABC's TJ Holmes reporting. March break, a great time to travel. Can be a little bit difficult, though, if you have type 2 diabetes. A new study finds 59% of Canadians who have diabetes have trouble monitoring their condition while away from home. Endocrinologist Dr. Ron Goldenberg of the North York Thornhill LMC Endocrinology Centers tells 680 News, treatment is largely self-managed, and he has some tips on how to make sure you're eating healthy when you're away from your normal routine.
Take a smaller plate because people tend to fill up their plate. Try to not overindulge. You might want to grab a little bit extra of the protein or the non-carbohydrate rather than the carbohydrate.
And he adds a little bit of overindulgence is okay, but also make sure you balance it out with a little bit more exercise.